95.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning in Howard County, I-70 eastbound, right at exit 80, that's Sykesville Road. An accident has two right lanes and the right shoulder blocked. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. The outer loop slow at Liberty Road. West Seminary Avenue in Timonium is shut down in both directions, eastbound and westbound, between Thornton Road and Country Brook Way due to a utility problem. Also, 895 southbound, you're on the brakes, Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Update from the Yard is sponsored by Farnan and Dermer. Beat this summer heat. Call the comfort guys at Farnan and Dermer for their $89 precision tune-up to make sure your system is in tip-top shape. Call 410-367-7777.
In the air to right field. That ball is headed for the flat court.
On 105.7, The Fan.
I know we have a lot of guys that are swinging it right now, and I don't know, like, take some of the responsibility. I hadn't really been getting on base for the guys behind me, and I feel like being able to do that, I just got to keep working my butt off. So like, take some of the responsibility for that. But as a team perspective, I just feel like keep stringing good at-bats together. I feel like that's the name of it, is just keep getting on base and obviously give yourself opportunities to score early, and we know the pitchers will have our back.
Gunnar Henderson yesterday, 2-for-4. He did hit a home run, his ninth of the year. Also, Samuel Basayo, his fifth home run. Both home runs by both lefties, lefty on lefty. I guess you can hang your hat on that.
Yeah.
Do you think offense gets better?
I do.
You think the pitching has the resume to get better?
Yeah, it should. I mean, it's concerning that your top two guys aren't pitching the way that you'd expect. I don't know what the deal is. Trevor Rodgers gets two strikes on somebody so easily, and I can't figure out how to get that last one.
You think the defense gets better?
No.
That's why I think the biggest problem on this team is the defense. We've seen two balls that should have been caught that were played in the triples. I told you 2 weeks ago, when people say Jeremiah Jackson's better at second base than you thought, it's because you're looking at errors. He doesn't play well going to his right, and you're seeing that more and more and more now. The error that he made the other day, going to his right, fumbled the ball. The error that he made coming in was going to his right, fumbling the ball. He does not. If you look at Gunnar Henderson now shades more, a little bit more towards the middle, which now leaving more room on the left side.
Yeah.
How many hits do you see over the weekend that were little bloops going down third base side? Because now everybody has to shade over a little bit because of the deficiency there. I don't think you have a center fielder other than Leody Tavares, but is he an everyday player? I don't see the defense getting any better. And that's what concerned me in spring training or before spring training. And that still concerns me now because I don't see
how it changes.
No, I don't.
I mean, outside of making a move or like even getting healthy, is Jackson Holliday, like, is it that far of an upgrade if he comes back over what you have at Jackson at second base? And I think it's an upgrade, don't get me wrong. But does that all of a sudden change what the outfield looks like? And if Westberg came back, does it change what third? You know, like, again, you can't expect any of this stuff. So
I think all of those things have to happen. I think Westberg has to come back to third. I think Jackson Holliday has to go back to second. Does that make the infield better? Yes. But I still don't like the outfield defense. He had a ball yesterday. They called a triple. Dylan Beaver's got to stop that ball before it gets to the wall.
I think that's a tough one, though. It looked like he didn't see it. I mean, because he overran it where you're looking back going, the hell is that? I thought it was gone. Is that the one you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about the one that hit in the gap. He tried to get to the gap.
Oh, no.
And it went by him.
I'm talking about the triple. That was Taylor Ward, wasn't it, in left field?
Yeah, but it was also a triple by Dylan Beavers.
Mm-hmm.
It got by him. Ended up being and the whole inning continues because of that. I think you have hitters with resumes. They're going to hit. You have pitchers with resumes. They're going to pitch.
It's not just that, too. It's like, so yesterday you had what should have been a double play. Gunnar Henderson, balls hit hard at him. He drops it, goes to pick it up, step on second. And it's a routine double play that we've seen shortstops make, step on the bag and throw over there. But because he dropped the ball and you have a fast runner in Duren going down the base, he wasn't able to get him.
Put him down.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, those are, when you have games like this and you have pitchers that are clearly laboring, like Bradish yesterday was laboring. And just didn't get it done. The same thing with Trevor Rodgers. Like, Rodgers has had this one bad inning, it seems like, his past three games. He's got to figure out how to punch these guys out.
Four stolen bases, too, by the Boston Red Sox yesterday. Four. One game. Again, Jeremy, Hitters are going to hit. Pitchers going to pitch. This defense scared me in February, and it scares me as we get closer to May. That's the one part of this team that I don't know if it can improve. What? And don't tell me practice, practice, practice. You can go out there and practice all you want. Some cats got it, some cats don't. You know what I mean? You may work your way from being a liability to not a liability, but does that mean you're a plus defender? How many plus defenders on this team? First base?
He's a
plus defender.
Okay, no.
Okay, second base?
No.
Shortstop?
I think he can be.
Okay, third base?
Are we saying Westberg or no?
He hadn't played.
Okay, no.
Left field?
No.
Center field?
No.
Right field?
No.
Behind the plate?
I think that's the only spot I'd even tip the cap to is I think Adley's better than we give him credit for. Besides,
so you have nine defenders. You have two that you say one could be and one is better than we think. You haven't given me a definite yes yet.
If Tavares is your everyday center fielder, I think you're plus there, but you don't want that because it's even though he's hitting now, yeah. If he becomes your everyday guy, then what does that mean for some of the other young outfielders you have?
So let's go. If they're not plus, then the next possibility is average. First base.
Average.
Second base.
No.
You said shortstoppers could be plus. Third base.
No.
Left field.
I'd say average. I think Taylor Ward's average.
I disagree. Okay. Center field.
Is it Tavares? I'd say he's average. That's
so
fine.
So we don't have a center fielder. You want to go Tavares? Let's go. Yeah. Okay. Right field.
Tyler O'Neill is average. I don't know about anybody else. By the way, I was thinking about general soreness after Giancarlo Stanton got hurt, or also known as Major Pain. Do those guys meet up in the offseason? Sir, not reporting for duty, sir. Unbelievable. Did you see Jacob Calvin Meyer's list of the Orioles have some of the best candidates for worst losses of the season? Blown lead, pitcher errors versus the Pirates. You were there for that. Nearly no hit versus the Guardians. 16 strikeouts versus the Guardians, 17-1 loss to the Red Sox, and then the 5-3 loss to the Red Sox the day after Boston fired Alex Cora. And look, people do this all the time where it's like, oh, they just fired their manager. You got to get this team because they're down. Sometimes.
This mark.
It is. Sometimes guys are sitting there going, well, hell, man, we ain't got anything. Let's just go out and play because I don't want to be the next guy that's gone.
Exactly. Whether you like the manager or not, you don't want to be the guy that's gone. Ed Norris, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Nothing much, my friend. I'll ask you the same question. You think offense for the Orioles has the capability of getting better?
Yeah, a lot better.
You think the pitching has the resume to be better?
Yeah.
You think the defense gets better?
Mm.
Exactly. I think the biggest problem on this baseball team is the defense. Everybody else,
it's clear, yeah.
Everybody else has a resume. Yep. Defense is not. At all.
Yeah. And we saw how many runs that the defense gave up and hurt the pitching staff in that thing Jeremy said like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear.
Yesterday I heard him too, man. How you play a ball to the gap into a triple?
This might surprise you guys, but I don't like the D.
Oh, that does surprise me. Yeah. That's shocker. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday to you.
With players returning from the injured list, do we keep players like Jackson? And Tavares in the lineup, and you guys have a wonderful day.
That's a good question. You too. I think Jeremiah Jackson, I said it before, he has to get 10 at-bats a week, 10 plate appearances a week.
He better be ready to play third base some.
Yeah. I don't know about Tavares. Well, who's coming back for Tavares? Tavares not impacted by people coming back.
No.
The infielders.
I don't think Tavares would be impacted. I mean, Tyler O'Neill's back, but that's not changing what he does in center. I think Jeremiah Jackson better be ready to play a lot of third base if he's swinging the bat the way he's swinging it.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, what was the most impressive pick for the Baltimore Ravens? We'll weigh in, but we want to hear from you too. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
What happens next happens here. Baltimore Sports Radio.
That ball is out of here.
105.7 The Fan.
Order like a pro and download the McDonald's app today. What are you waiting for? The McDonald's app has so many different privileges for you. You can order your favorites ahead of time, save money with app exclusive deals, earn free food, and get your favorites delivered with McDelivery. So many different things you can use the McDonald's app for. So download the McDonald's app today. It's deliciousness at your fingertips. So stop wasting time and order from the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.